Shabbos Daf Chafav. We're bringing a brace that says that you can't light with Tevel. Tevel is produce that wasn't tithed, that you didn't take trumos off of. You can't light with this Tevel that became Tameh during the week. So obviously you can't do it on Shabbos. You can't light with it on Shabbos. And you can't light white naphtha during the week. So obviously you can't use it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says we know that you can't use white naphtha because that's dangerous. You know, it's volatile like the balsam that we were discussing. But why are you not allowed to use Tevel, untithed produce that became Tameh? The Gemara answers, the pasuk says, Vani hine nasati lecha es mishmeres trumos. Mosai, puzzle we become very familiar with. It says, I've given you the safeguard of my truma offerings. So we know that it's talking about two trumas here because it says offerings in the plural. One is tahor and one is tame. Just like you can only have tahor truma that's pure after you've tithed it, so too you can only have tame truma after it's been tithed. So regarding the tevel, which you haven't tithed, which it has become tame, you can't get any benefit from. We have a brisa that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says you can't use balsam for the candles because we know that it's dangerous and also because it smells good. So if you light with it for Shabbos, you might come to take some of the oil out, thus making it extinguish earlier because it smells so good and you might want to use it for your own personal use. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar adds another reason why you can't use balsam, because he says balsam is just the sap of the balsam tree. And therefore, it's possible because it doesn't go to the wick well, and it's not going to light well, and we're worried that you might come to tilt the lamp on Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says you can't use any sap for your Shabbos candles because they don't light the wick well. Rabbi Shmuel ben Baroka says you can only use something that's extracted from fruit. And Rabbi Tarfon says you can only use olive oil. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri challenges Rabbi Tarfon. He says, what are you talking about? In Bavel, they only have sesame seed oil. The Medes only have nut oil. The Alexandrians only have radish oil. The Cappadocians only have naphtha oil. So how can you, Rabbi Tarfon, say you can only use olive oil? What are all these people supposed to do? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri answers that the only things that you can't use are the wicks and the oils that are specified in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to use, and you are allowed to use fish oil and itron. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says you can't use colocynth oil or naphtha. The Sumchus says you can't use any oil that comes from an animal except for fish oil. So Sumchus, though, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri are basically saying the same thing, because they're both basically just saying that we're going by the list of the Mishnah based on what they're saying. Sumchus that you can't use any oil that comes from an animal except for fish oil, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that we go based on the Mishnah's list and you can't use fish oil and itron. They're basically both saying that we just go by the Mishnah's list. So what's the difference between them? The difference is one of them holds of Rav and one of them doesn't. Rav says that you can pour a small amount of good oil in with melted tallow and dissolved fish innards. However, it's unclear who holds of this leniency, but that would be the difference between the two opinions. We bring in a brisa that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that anything that is extracted from a tree is subject to becoming tameh when it has 3x3 finger breadths. So a finger breadth is a quarter of a tefachim, and basically when it's 3x3 finger breadths, that's considered a cloth, but that's considered like a full cloth. That's the minimum size of a garment. Sorry, that's a cloth that is 3x3 finger breadths is the minimum size of a garment. However, when it is 3x3 finger breadths, it doesn't become tameh even though it is the minimum size of a garment. And so, since it doesn't become tameh when any of these things which come from a tree that you turn into a garment, you can use them as schach for your sukkah, except for flax. Abaye says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, this teaching of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is saying the same thing as Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, who says that whenever it says garments in the Torah without specifying what they are, since there's one time the Torah does specify garments as flax and wool by Tzaras, therefore we can say that any time the Torah just says the word garment is talking about only wool and flax. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says that flax is the only material from a plant which can become tameh, and therefore you can't use it for your schach, he learns that teaching from here, the teaching of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, so they're basically saying the same thing. However, Rava says they actually disagree by garments in general that are 3x3 tefachim. When they're 3x3 tefachim, it's definitely the size of a garment. And this is their disagreement. The Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says all garments that are 3x3 tefachim can become tameh. And Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel says that all garments that are 3x3 tefachim cannot become tameh. Only wool and flax garments can become tameh, regardless of their size, as long as they're 3x3 finger breadths. So Gemara asks, forgetting about the exact argument between Rav and Abaye, everyone agrees that wool and flax, which are 3x3 finger breadths, can become tameh. So how do they learn this? The Gemara brings in a braisa that says, if the pasuk had only said beged, this would have taught that only a complete woolen flax garment can become tamei, meaning 3x3 tefachim. However, because the pasuk says v'habeged, it teaches that even 3x3 finger breadths worth of woolen flax garments can become tamei as well. But why don't we say instead the Gemara challenges v'habeged means that woolen flax garments that are 3x3 tefachim can become tamei. So we know that all garments can't become tamei. So why don't we say that v'habeged is not teaching 3x3 finger breadths of woolen flax can become tamei, rather 3x3 tefachim of woolen flax garments can become tamei. The Gemara answers that we already learned that 3x3 tefachim woolen flax garments can become tamei from a kal vachomer, that by warp and woof, which are unfinished wool and linen products, cloths. Linen in this case is the same as flax, they're interchangeable. So warp and woof, which are unfinished wool and linen cloths, can become tamei. So if that's true, that these unfinished wool and linen and wool and flax can become tamei, then obviously when we have finished wool and flax, meaning 3x3 tefachim, a garment like that can certainly become tamei. So we don't need the pasuk to teach us that. So why don't we say, though, that 3x3 finger breadths is what's taught in the Kal Vachomer, because 3x3 finger breadths is also considered a complete garment, a finished garment. So the Gemara answers that the reason we're learning 3x3 tefachim in the Kal Vachomer is because 3x3 tefachim garment would be considered good for a rich or a poor person, because that's, you know, large enough to be good for both a rich and a poor person. So that would be included in the Kal Vachomer. However, 3x3 finger breadths is not a garment that would be large enough for a rich person. It would only be good enough for a poor person. So therefore, we're not going to include it in the Kal Vachomer. So basically, 3x3 finger breadths can become tamei from the pasuk of v'habeged. However, if it didn't say v'habeged, we would not be able to learn it from the Kal Vachomer, because 3x3 finger breadths is not good for universally. So why don't we say instead, though, that v'habeged is coming to teach that all garments that are 3x3 tefachim can become tamei. Why do we say all garments can't? Why don't we just say v'habeged teaches any garment of any material that's 3x3 tefachim can become tamei? My answer is because the pasuk says v'habeged and then immediately starts talking about wool and linen, it's coming to teach that only wool and linen can become tamei. Wool and flax garments can become tamei. So why don't we say that the fact that it says v'habeged and then wool and linen is teaching that this only excludes other garments from 3x3 finger breadths, that only wool and flax, those are the only garments that can become tamei when they're 3x3 finger breadths. However, when you have all garments that are 3x3 tefachim, those can become tamei. Why don't we say that? So the Gemara answers that pasuk by v'habeged is teaching two exclusions, because it says wool and linen two times. So one exclusion is that all garments cannot become tamei when they're 3x3 finger breadths, and the other exclusion is teaching that all garments cannot become tamei when they're 3x3 tefachim. So just to recap, we basically learn that from the word v'habeged, that wool and flax that are 3x3 finger breadths can become tamei. And we learn from a Kal Vachomer, from warp and woof, that wool and flax that are 3x3 tefachim can become tamei. So that's the bottom line of the Gemara. So now the Gemara starts to question Rava's opinion. It says that Rava holds that 3x3 tefachim for all garments, that is the machlokas, that's the dispute between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says that any garment that's 3x3 tefachim can become tamei, and Tandavei Rabbi Shmuel, who says that any garment that's 3x3 tefachim cannot become tamei except for wool and flax. So according to Rava, how does Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar know that all garments that are 3x3 tefachim can become tamei? Because we have been saying up until now that they can't. So how does Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar know this according to Rava? We bring in a braisa that says, if the pasuk only said beged, I would only know that wool and flax can become tamei. But since the pasuk says o beged, this is a different pasuk, since the pasuk says o beged, it's teaching that any 3x3 tefachim garments, no matter what the material, can become tamei. So what does Abaye do with the pasuk o beged? Because Abaye holds only wool and flax can become tamei. So what does he do with this? Abaye answers, or the Gemara answers for Abaye, that from the words obeged, Abaye would learn that 3x3 finger breadths of woolen flax can become tamei for sherets. Sherets is the corpse of a dead bug. So up until now, we had only been talking about becoming tamei from saras, and now Abaye is saying that we learn from obeged that 3x3 finger breadths of woolen flax can become tamei from a dead bug. So how does Rava learn this if he's not going to use obeged to teach that woolen flax 3x3 finger breadths garments can become tamei from a sherets? Where does Rava know that from? He learns it because it says beged both by tzaras and by sherets. So just like a 3x3 finger breadth garment of woolen flax can become tameh from saras, so too, when you have 3x3 finger breadths of woolen flax, they can become tameh from asheretz. So why doesn't Abaye learn like this? Why doesn't Abaye learn from saras to asheretz? Because he holds that saras makes warp and woof tameh, so therefore you can't compare it to asheretz, because saras has this stringency that it makes even warp and woof unfinished woolen flax tameh, therefore it's much stricter and you can't compare its laws to the laws of sheretz. So if that's true, then how does Rava compare the saras and the sheretz? If saras is so much stricter, how can Rava compare them? So Rava would answer, if it's true that saras is more strict, then we should teach all the laws of garments by sheretz. And if we taught them by a sheretz, we'd be able to learn a kava homer, that if we're going to teach it by the lenient cases of sheretz, then all the more so we could teach it to the much stricter cases of tzaras. So therefore, from the fact that the Torah does not do this and teach the laws by sheretz so we could learn them out to tzaras, it's implying that tzaras is not stricter, and that's why Rava feels comfortable comparing tzaras to sheretz. So what would Abaye say to this? Because Abaye seems to say that tzaras is much stricter. He said, even if the Torah only taught the rules by sheretz, to apply to all garments, we still would not have been able to learn that to tzaras, because sheretz has its own stringency of being tameh even when the dead bug is the size of a lentil. So therefore, that's much stricter than tzaras, which doesn't have that same stringency. So Abaye says, since each has their own stringency, both tzaras and sheretz have their own stringency, we can't learn them from each other. Shgayach.